The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hey, are you struggling to manage your real estate business right now? Are you using various spreadsheets and random tools and systems that aren't connected and really aren't helping you at all? If this sounds like you, you need a partner like Baselane. Baselane is the number one banking platform that's built for real estate investors. So whether you have one property, whether you have 100 properties, we all know the job of a landlord is never done. You need a tool where you can effectively manage your business. Baselane's banking platform is built for your real estate business. It's banking, online rent collection, bookkeeping, analytics, and so much more. And it's all in one place. So with Baselane, you don't have to worry about going through these various spreadsheets and tools. You can do it all right here. Also, it's 100% free. So you can take control of your rental property business and your finances and ultimately increase your rental income. We know that's what it's all about. So you can join a group of over 40,000 real estate investors who trust Baselane to manage their rental property with confidence. Opening an account takes just a minute. So go over to baselane.com/Sam right now and sign up for a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. So that's baselane.com/Sam. Again, baselane.com/Sam. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 209. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. If you haven't already, be sure to leave us a rating and review. I always enjoy hearing from you, and your feedback makes a big difference. So definitely be sure to do that. It'll take just a moment for you to do that. And if you do that, send me a screenshot. My email is in the description of this video, and I'll get you a free training on how to find and evaluate property. So looking forward to hearing from you. Another big announcement, I am hosting a 5-day Keys to Home Ownership Challenge. So if you are somebody who is interested, who is determined to make progress towards buying your first or next property in 2024, definitely be sure to join. It starts in just a couple of weeks, and I do not want you to miss out. So go to the link in the description. You can find more information and you can sign up today. This episode is a solo episode. I wanted to expand on several programs that will help you buy a property for 0% down. So without further ado, let's get into it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode. In this episode, we're going to talk about the three ways to buy a property for 0% down in 2024. And the reality of it is investing in real estate in this market is risky if you don't know what you're doing. So my goal with this episode is to educate you on a few programs and also help you to limit your downside. And I believe if you use any of these programs, it's really going to take your real estate journey to the next level. And the last one might be one that will surprise you. So let's jump right in. So the first program I want to talk about is the NACA home purchase program. So the NACA program enables homeowners to buy 1 to 4 units for 0% down. There's no down payment. There's no closing costs, no fees, no private mortgage insurance, and you get a below market fixed interest rate. And they also don't consider your credit score, which is a good thing. So as of the recording of this episode, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate for NACA was as low as 5.875, and that's below the current 30-year mortgage rate of about 7% at the recording of this episode. So here's some things you should know about NACA. NACA prioritizes affordable mortgages, and this is from their website. So NACA works with members to help them achieve an affordable mortgage payment that is not a burden, but instead serves as a foundation for stability and an enhancement to their standard of living. The affordable mortgage payment is therefore limited by the member's income, which can be no greater than 33% of gross income, and 40% of total debts. In some high-priced markets where rents are a high proportion of one's income, the housing ratio can go up to 35% and debt ratio up to 43%. So as a quick example, if your gross income, write this down, is $6,000 per month, NACA will want the mortgage to be no more than $1,980 per month to stay right around that 33% rate. And of course, it'll be potentially a little bit higher, 35%, if you're in one of those high-priced areas. So whether you're planning to buy a single family or a multifamily unit, you are required to live in the property as your primary residence. Very important. And another thing that I rarely hear people talk about, and I'm glad I'm able to dive into it, is that for a multi-unit property, you're required to have 3 to 6 months of reserves, depending on the number of units the property has. So on the low end, if you have a property that has a mortgage of $3,000, you'll need to have $9,000 saved up. On the high end, you will need to have about $18,000 saved up. And this is really to make sure that you can afford the mortgage if the tenants don't pay. As we know, tenants don't always pay, so it's important to have that cushion and those cash reserves so you don't end up in a bad spot in the worst case scenario. And I think the greatest benefit of this is that you won't be putting this money towards the down payment, not a penny of it. It'll be money in your pocket that you can use in case things happen. Something else that I don't really hear people talk about is that you can buy down your interest rate. And this makes your mortgage payment more affordable. And it also decreases what you have to pay over the life of the loan. So I think that's a great benefit. And again, something that people don't really discuss widely. Something else you may not know is that NACA does rehab loans. So let's read something from their website. So it says NACA provides a combined purchase and rehab mortgage. NACA allows members to include the rehab amount in their NACA mortgage to address health, safety, structural, and code issues. There is no limit on the amount of the rehab, with the subject to value, what the property will be worth after all repairs are made, not exceeding 110% of the loan to value. Another benefit of this purchase and rehab program is that the cost of the rehab is put into an escrow account, and the NACA Home and Neighborhood Department, which is called HAND, assists the member through the renovation period. So if the member cannot live in the property because of the renovation, she or he would not have to pay a mortgage payment during the first 6 months. This is huge. The lender pays this cost for the first 6 months by permanently reducing the interest rate by another 0.375% and adding up to 6 months of the mortgage payments to the mortgage amount. So this is huge. You know, depending on the situation, you won't have a mortgage for 6 months. Something else that I'm sure you did not know is that NACA partners with cities through what's called the $1 home ownership program. So the $1 home ownership program is a partnership between NACA and cities and towns across the nation to create affordable home ownership for low to moderate income home buyers in underserved communities. Community residents can purchase a vacant house or lot from the city for only a dollar. What's going on, y'all? So there are so many real estate opportunities out there right now in 2024, and I do not want you to miss out. You might be someone who feels like you have low credit, you don't have enough money. You might even feel that interest rates are too high or that homes are just too expensive. And I get it. I understand how you feel. But here's what I'll say. The great thing is that you can still invest in real estate despite these issues. I don't want you to get left behind. Like I said, there's a lot of opportunities out there, and it's important for you to get ready so that when your time comes, you can take action. When I started investing in real estate, I didn't have a lot of money. At the time, I was living in a 300 square foot apartment in Inglewood, California, and I still managed to buy that first property. All you need is the right information and a plan. So I'd love to spend 5 days with you virtually in my Keys to Home Ownership Challenge. In this challenge, you'll learn how to build a strong foundation for your success in real estate. You'll learn how to fund properties. You'll learn how to find properties. You'll also learn how to evaluate cash flowing deals properly to make sure that you are making money. And we'll also talk about programs and grants for home buyers in your specific location. So I want to see you there. And like I said, I don't want to leave anyone behind. I want you to take advantage of the opportunities that are here and the opportunities that are coming. So if you want to join, go to the link in the description of this episode and get your ticket today. NACA will provide financing for any repairs and renovations. or even the new construction through the NACA's Best in America mortgage. So recently, you may have seen it on my Instagram, but the city of Newark, New Jersey, just sold $1 properties to 7 residents. They had a lottery, and all of those folks will go through NACA for assistance with the renovations. So at this point, we have 2 more programs we're going to talk about. And the next one is one that almost nobody is talking about from the research that I've done. So I'm excited about this one. The next program is the USDA Single Family Loan Program, and it helps approved lenders make 100% finance, no money down mortgage loans to eligible low and moderate income applicants in rural areas. So with this program, applicants can buy an existing home, which includes the cost of rehabbing, improving, or relocating the dwelling, or they can build a new home. The home must be used as their primary residence. And although this can be used for an investment property or multifamily property, the money you save by not putting money down on this property can be used to buy another investment property. And so you can go from one property to 2 pretty quickly, provided that you have money saved up. So let's jump into some of the qualifications. So the first is that the household income cannot exceed 115% of the median household income in the area. There's also no down payment or reserves required. And this lowers the barrier with not having the down payment or the reserves, but I always recommend having 3 to 6 months of the mortgage and repairs saved just to be on the safe side. Also, the mortgage must not exceed 29% of the gross income. And I think this is good because it makes sure that people can afford their mortgage. And the recommendation is typically that your housing expense doesn't exceed 30% of your gross income. If you want to go to a further extent, you could do 30% of your net. The last thing is that debt payments on your credit report, including the new mortgage, cannot exceed 41% of your gross income. All right, the next program is the VA loan program, which is reserved for veterans. Shout out to all the veterans. We appreciate your service. I appreciate your service, and thank you for what you've done and what you do for those who are still active. So the VA loan program offers no down payment as long as the sales price isn't higher than the home's appraised value. They also have better terms and interest rates than loans from other banks, mortgage companies, et cetera. So I want to clarify something about the sales price, because I mentioned there's no down payment as long as the sales price is not higher than the home's appraised value. So in the process of buying a home, especially if you are going through a lender, there is a point at which the home is appraised. So there's a value put to how much it's worth. An appraiser will go out and assess it. Typically, it'll be based on a variety of things, including the sales of similar homes within a certain radius. So if a property is on sale for $200,000, you have it under contract for $200,000, and it's appraised for $180,000, so that means it would be appraised for $20,000 less than you're buying it for, it won't be approved for the program. So just wanted to break that down a little further. Also, there's no private mortgage insurance. So there's no private mortgage insurance, and PMI, if you don't know, is a type of insurance that protects the lender if you end up not being able to pay your mortgage. It's usually required on conventional loans if you have a down payment of less than 20% of the mortgage amount. And MIP, or mortgage insurance premium, is what the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, requires you to pay to self-insure your loan against future losses. So for those of you who are interested in the FHA program, one of the things to consider is that you will have private mortgage insurance, which is an additional cost, which increases your monthly mortgage. So a few more things about the VA loan program. There's fewer closing costs, which can be paid by the seller. There's no penalty fee if you pay off a loan early. And whatever program, whatever loan product you end up going with, it's very important for you to read the terms and see if there's penalties for prepayment and different things like that. Make sure you read those documents very carefully. One thing I'm sure you didn't know about the VA loan program as well is that it's a lifetime benefit, and it can actually be used multiple times. And it can be used to buy a single family home or up to 4 units, buy a condo in a VA approved project, buy a home and improve it, buy a manufactured home or lot, build a new home, or even making changes or adding things like solar power to make your home more efficient. So I really like this product because there's a number of things that you can do. It's not just like buying a single family home. Like I said, you can get up to 4 units. You can even build a new home, which I think is fantastic. So If you're a veteran, then I definitely encourage you to consider this program, consider this product. And if you have family members who are veterans, make sure you tell them about this. Make sure you have them consider this and see if this will make sense for them. Now, one bonus fact that you may not have known, or you probably didn't know about this program, is that you can assume a VA-backed loan. So this means that instead of you getting a new mortgage, you take over somebody's current loan, which is fantastic. I don't really see that much. And so, you know, I think it's great that the program approves that and you can do something like that. So, hey, you might be able to get a really good deal if somebody's in distress who has a VA loan with a low payment, low interest rate. You could be walking into a pretty good opportunity. So something else to consider. All right. So just wanted to break down some of those programs in some more detail. You may have heard about some, you may not have heard about some, but I'm sure it was very helpful to you. And so before we wrap, make sure you leave a rating and review. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your feedback. And again, thank you so much for your support. I appreciate every last one of you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear this ad. Because with Chime checking account features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.